This is Will Howe with KNBC, and I'm here talking with Josh from the Vandaliers. So, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So, can you tell me a little bit about the history of the band and how you guys all got started?
We started like any other band starts. I had some songs, and I had been playing in bands for a long time, and everybody else in the band, you know, had all been playing in bands for a long time, and we ended up being some of the last men standing of our bands that still wanted to be in a band. So we took these songs, and I went into the studio, and from there I kind of just pieced together people I liked, and we were going to play a show, and then a ton of people showed up. So I was like, okay, well, maybe we'll play another one. And then we did, and then I was like, okay, next one, I guess we'll buy t-shirts or something. And then suddenly we have a booking agent, and we're traveling around Texas, and we're playing a bunch of weird honky tonks and cool places and opening for bands, and then I don't know, and then now I'm here. I don't know. It's been a whirlwind. But
how long ago was that? Was that
4 years?
Oh, it's been 4 years.
Yeah,
nice. And you were in a punk band before?
Yeah. I was in a band. I've been in bands for my whole life, so right. I'm hitting 18 years now.
Gotcha. Yeah, a bunch of different ones. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, the new album's out on Bloodshot Records. It's called Forever. Can you tell us about the overall sound you're kind of shooting for on the record?
We're a weird band. I just wanted to sound as the most like us as possible. And I like albums. I like heavy albums. Like, I like big sounds and stuff. I didn't want to sound tiny or dry or anything like that, so I just found a big square room in Memphis, and I found a dude who made cool records, and his name's Adam Hill, and I really loved him, and we just really got along hanging out, right. And you know, we shoved everybody into the room and we played as good as we could, and we had enough time to really think about the parts that we were playing and the notes that we were playing and when we were playing and stuff for once. So it wasn't just like on our other records, sometimes it feels like we're playing on top of each other, and this time we really spread it out, and I don't know, I feel like we came out of it a better band,
right?
And so now we just try to, you know, be that,
right?
Hopefully the next one makes us a better band, and so on and so forth.
Definitely. On the website it mentioned some of your influences, and one that stood out to me was the Tejano influence. You guys are from Texas and whatnot, and
yeah.
You got a trumpet in the band. I'm interested in hearing a little more about that.
You know, when I was living in Dallas, I lived southeast side. I lived in a place called Parkdale, and you know, it's Dallas, so I mean, everybody lives everywhere. And you know, at the time I was outside smoking cigarettes listening to my mariachi band Neighbor practice, and I loved it, and it was beautiful. And it's also a part of, you know, our culture in Texas, and especially in DFW. And like, honestly, it was really weird that we had a trumpet and all these bands that started, we all started, like, there was a scene that popped up. It was like Paul Cawthon, Charlie Crockett, us, Texas Gentlemen, Vincent Neil Emerson, Joshua Ray Walker. We're all in the same boat. Okay. And so, like, Charlie had a trumpet and he's doing the jazzy thing. We had a trumpet because we had this mariachi line in a couple of songs on our first record. And then on the next record, we did four with it. And then on this last one, we did six. So it's just like, you know, it's not, we just love doing it. If it fits the song, then we do it. Right. And you know, if it doesn't fit the song, then we don't.
That's great. Right. That's cool. I like that. It's a unique sound.
I think it's just we're kind of products of where we're from, and those are the sounds that kind of pop out,
right,
in Deep Ellum and in Fort Worth.
Definitely. Well, you collaborated with Rhett Miller from the Old 97s on this record. How did that whole thing come about?
Rhett's a mentor, you know, just like the Lucero guys are a mentor. I was reaching out to him to possibly produce when the we were on a different label, and there was, you know, before the ground fell out from under me, you know, business wise, which is, you know, we were working on this record, and I was sending him demos, and he was sending me notes, and he was just super kind about it and thorough about it, and made me a better writer and all that stuff. It was really great, and it was a blessing. So even just having his faith enough to listen to my, you know, acoustic guitar and vocal stuff, it's cool. I love Rhett.
That guy's a legend.
You know? He's a good dude. He's a very good dude.
That's cool. All right, man. So you're out on a tour with Lucero right now, and touring all around the country. What future projects do you got coming up? Are you focusing on touring right now, or still songwriting?
I try to write every day. I wrote two songs today. Nice. The touring is going to start slowing down. We have some runs, some regional runs, you know, to finish off the year. But we're finishing off strong, and it's really, really fun. Everything that's happened this year has been a dream come true, you know.
Yeah.
We've just been grinding. So we're going to hit about 130 shows at the end of the year. And that's the most shows I've ever played, and hopefully I play more next year. Mm-hmm. And I write all the time because I love writing, and probably during this slower period, I'll kind of finish these songs up and see how they turn out. And if I like them enough, I'll record them.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool, man. Well, anything else you wanted to say before we go?
I don't know. Thanks for wanting to talk to me.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to me.